Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. It looks really pretty out my window. It's really, really hot. Pretty uncomfortable out there. Andrew sitting in with us for a segment or two, and Trish Gazelle here for the whole show again. Hello.
Hi.
Wow. I swear to God, they did not set that up in advance. If they had, I would fire both of them.
We've been practicing for 2 hours.
We have. We're going to start doing that thing where, like, the Three Stooges... where they try to go through the door at the same time and they get stuck.
It would be great if you guys just did bits all the time.
I'm down.
Can you do one thing for me?
Yes.
Trish is wearing a beautiful, like, I would call that gold lamé hairband. Can Andrew just have that?
Sure.
What is lamé?
Put it on.
It's that
like,
thing.
Like lamé fairy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You have to pull your hair back with it.
Okay,
yeah.
Hang on.
Which
hang
you
on.
Can do because
oh,
you have
yeah,
really
just
nice
get
hair.
All your...
No, that was good. That was good.
Hang on.
We need a picture of this. Wait, here's my phone.
It's really good.
Does it look good?
It doesn't look bad. You should try to pull your hair back
you
with
should.
Like a normal hair tie sometime.
When I was in
He's
high
school.
He's
always got a story. He's always got an anecdote. He's like, funny you should mention
he
that.
He is the Burlines of your
Gold
generation.
LeMay.
Wait, that's bad.
Garrison Keillor.
So another one. The sun was in your eyes.
I promise my hair is clean and washed.
I mean, that headband is not for you, but if you pulled it back with a black hair tie, it would look cute.
That you, okay, there are a lot, we used to call Andrew Taliban, and we would always see Talibans running around, like people that look like you.
There are a million people in this downtown area
we
that look just like me.
We would sometimes take pictures, and you would always make the joke that you were the lowest evolution of the Andrew.
Mm.
I think the highest is Jon Snow. I always thought you looked like Jon Snow, and you definitely look like him with your hair pulled back.
Yeah, it's Jon Snow, and then it's the guy from the band Foals, and then it's like the guy, remember the guy we saw here that used to like park in our old parking
yes.
lot?
Oh, that was creepy.
And I got really upset because I always assumed that I was above that guy. I was like, well, I got this cool job. Like, this guy, that guy's nothing. And then I saw him, and he was getting into, like, a Porsche. And I was like, what is this? And it turned out he worked in, like, the financial company upstairs. It's like a...
What is this?
He was so upset.
What's your Twitter name?
Two with the number two, 2.5 stars.
Okay.
But anyway, in high school, I used to, for a short period of time, I should bring in my senior pictures. I combed the hair back a little. I had like a wave, like yeah. a woof back. Because I the thing about my hair
that's
is
a woof back.
They call it the woof back.
He's still talking about his hair. I tuned out.
yeah, so did everyone else. So did everyone else.
What's going on with you guys?
I just love Andrew so much. We've been together 11 years, and the very first time he walked into KMOX, he was just like, oh my God, it's hallowed ground. And now it's just like, so anyway.
So anyway, like, that's so the thing
about my hair, just in case you didn't get enough about my hair.
Thank you. I tweeted
it. It's just staying like that. See, because my hair will do whatever
And he just picks it right. No, no. Did you say my hair will do whatever I tell it?
Yeah. It's
unlike
very,
other people's hair.
It's very like, agreeable.
No. Congratulations to you and Rachel and me. We won another A-list award.
Oh.
Best hair. Best hair.
Best hair by a producer.
Most agreeable hair.
No, it was best news / talk show goes to the Dave Glover
show. Awesome. Congrats, you guys.
Which is between 10 and 15 for us. And I have an ongoing feud with St. Louis Magazine. Thank you. It was a listener poll because they'll never give me anything. Even though I had them on 10,000 times for free.
They got to shape up.
But yeah, they told me when I won my first win, if I got 3, they'd do a cover story on me. And so now we're over 10, probably close to 15. Still waiting.
You could be the cover boy the rest of the year.
Definitely at least the third or fourth since I've been on the show.
He has his hair completely back like Kevin Bacon in Footloose.
I have my hair completely back and I'm saying I'm calling you the cover boy.
It's very floofy.
Sorry, yeah, Rich. We're ignoring you because he was saying something else.
No, I didn't have anything else to say. Our buddy Frank Cusimano won Best TV Sports Anchor.
Congratulations, Frank.
I miss Frank.
I specifically wanted you to come in today because we were laughing earlier, you and Rach and I and Skip Weber. I brought in donuts from World's Fair. Partly cloudy, not that great. And I would try to go to Donut Drive-In, but they're closed. It's hard to get a donut in this town.
Yeah.
And Rach said that last time she was in, I said, oh, they make the cherry pies. The best, like, cherry pie this side of Hostess. And you said that the young whippersnapper there told you they don't even make pies.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, honey, whatever.
And you said that's your...
I've had many a pie from this establishment.
That's your favorite kind of bad service.
Oh, I just love it. I whenever I go to a place like you got like an ice cream stand or whatever, and it's staffed entirely by like 15-year-old high school girls, and they don't care. And they can't even pretend to care, and everything is kind of like over their head a little bit, so to speak. Like, there's a new ice cream stand near my house, and I went to it, and the person in front of me gave the very, very sweet girl who was trying to be so accommodating, it was like $19.26, and the woman paid with a 20 and a penny. And was like, that way you can just give me back, you know, three quarters and a dollar or whatever. And that poor girl did not grasp the concept. And she's like, no, you gave me the wrong change back. I gave you 20 and a penny. And she's like, no, it was only 1926. This is your change. And she's like, no, like I gave you 20 and a penny. And then she was just not getting it. And she just kept going like, no, I it's $19.26 minus.
Yourself?
No, I didn't. But eventually the lady was like, just put all of the change in the tip jar and was like, you know what? You need this.
I feel for it. Now, that's really interesting, though, because you never see people pay with cash. Mm-hmm. You know, I that's got to be a real lost art. Like I when I did my first day of non-farm work, my 16th birthday at Mr. Donut, I struggled with, oh, God. Like, and then my dad said, just count to 100. And I'm like, oh, doy. Okay, that works.
Oh, that just makes sense.
Right? But if you just don't even see cash anymore, that'd be kind of tough.
I paid for something with cash for the first time in, like, I don't know, a year and a half over the weekend. And I was trying to count out, like, 320s and, like, okay. Is 320s, is that more than $50 or less than $50? Like,
last week you said you signed your check wrong. Today I had to write out a check, and I had to write, like, you know, $500 and... La, la, la. And I had to stop. I was like, wait, do I put an and sign? How do I do the cents? Like, it took me a few minutes to figure out how to write a check.
Man, I love writing checks.
I don't know if I could do it.
It's fun.
I haven't written a check in 10 years.
I had to write a big check and leave it with the person. And I did. And then they called back later, like, Mr. Glover. And I could tell they thought I was trying to get one over on them. Like, we can't cash this check. But I had signed in the memo section. And then wrote what it was for.
Side. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I bet it's been 5 years since I wrote a check.
Or I forgot which side the stamp went on. Because I don't mail anything. So I was like, wait, do I put this on the right or the left? Same kind of thing.
I think you're fine kind of putting it anywhere, right?
Stamps?
No. I think it goes on one side.
It's the right side, right? Because it goes in the top right, then the return address goes in the...
Will they not mail it if you put it on, like, the bottom corner?
That's a good question.
And what do they do?
That's a good question.
Do they bring it back? Oh, the post office just like, I'm not, hey, postal workers, I'm not mad at you at all. When I say, oh, the post office, it's like, you guys know what a not detail guy I am. And it's all detail there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Like when they show, like if there's a story in the post office, now it show the same thing and the letters are going through the deal and people are putting in places, like, disaster. Oh.
Postmaster Glover is a fun daydream, I think. Imagining Dave like having an OCD attack while you're sorting mail and like, I'm sorry, I gotta put all these letters into this slot. I know it's not where they go.
We might have a Postmaster Glover in charge right now. Whoever's telling them, like, you know what, just put them in the storage unit if you can't get your letters delivered.
Yeah.
Just find the
just
most
bury
out of the
them
way
in the ground. No the one most- will know.
The most out-of-the-way dumpster you can find. And if someone else finds them, then hey, maybe they'll get delivered.
I was actually impressed by the Postal Service because I just moved and I did it online, the change of address, and everything has been coming to me. Mm-hmm. And the places that, when they forwarded the mail, somehow they're contacted that my address changed because they start sending
get
it
this
with my new address.
Must be nice to be Trish.
Here's a horrible story. Andrew's heard it. I'm not even sure Rach has heard
it.
I know you haven't heard it. And this, look, give me some credit, okay? I tell stories that make me look beyond terrible. And this one does. And it's not a cute, funny, bad, like, oh, I'm such a coquettish little thing. Like, this is real bad. I was working as an intern at a law firm in Alton. And they were the city attorneys. And they would have, like, condemned properties. And they would send the paperwork over. And it was part of my job to, like, do the paperwork and send it back. I didn't know how to do it. And I had asked a couple times. And they told me, much like the young girl making change. And I just didn't get it. And plus, there are a lot of condemned properties in Alton. And I was lazy. And so I came up with a genius idea. I just started taking them and throwing them in the dumpster. Swear to God. I don't know what I thought the long term.
Right. Like what's going to
like how this is going to end. But one day I did it and I went to lunch at Golden Corral.
And it worked out that day. And you were like, hey.
I came back and one of the senior partners calls me in and he goes, so I saw you throw something in the dumpster. And I'm like, eek. And he pulls it out. And there it is, like covered in mustard. And he goes, I don't even know what to say. Like, help me out here.
And what so do you
for
say
about three seconds, for about 3 seconds, there was a thunderstorm in my brain. Like, I have epilepsy. I'm dying of cancer. Like, just anything I could come up with.
My
family
was so
had
big.
Their house condemned. You know, if I just go, yeah, I'm just going to go. He goes, that's probably good. Probably good,
and
yeah.
And that was it?
Yep. Yep.
Not like what happened to the rest of them we gave you.
Then years later, I was hired by a real law firm. I'm just going to go. I was hired by a real law firm, and on our softball team was the senior partner's son. And we're playing, we're buddies, you know, and everything. I was good at softball. And he goes, did you work for my dad? And I'm like, yep, that's me. And he's like, dude. That's awesome. Because he like didn't like his dad. So he's like, that is the greatest story. My dad tells it all the time. He's like, you just threw it away. I'm like, yeah. He goes, because you didn't want to do it. I'm like, yeah.
And they hired you back?
No, God, no.
Oh
no.
I'm sorry.
I walked out that day and I never darkened their doorstep again. No, they didn't hire me back.
I thought you said.
Let's give this guy another chance. He really showed.
They
some...
just happened to be playing softball
okay.
together.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Both on first base at the same time, and you're like, can somebody just hit a run, please?
I got hired by a firm.
Where'd you steal this base?
I got confused.
You can stick.
You can do one.
You
more.
You can do one more.
Dude, what's
more.
10 more
I'll
minutes out of your life?
I'll do one more.
I'm bad at that.
Reardon's down the hall, going like, oh, I swear, if he's not back,
if he's not back by 2:20, he's fired. Just go take whatever you have from Mark and throw it in the dumpster. See what happens. Thought of something. Had a really good weekend, ton of time with the kids, just really good. And I was rewarding myself for this good weekend by just sitting on the couch watching nothing. And I was going through the guide like we all do. This is on regular, I think it was on YouTube TV or something. And I get to a show called Jousters versus Sea Lions. And I go, I'll watch that. And I'm literally picturing guys on horseback with giant, long, sharp poles impaling sea lions. Mm-hmm. Because that wouldn't be that crazy.
That's what you're promised.
And it turned out to be like a arena football game. And I was so disappointed.
Oh, bummer.
But for like 5 seconds, I'm like, okay, all right.
Don't mind if I do.
I'm going to bet on the jousters, but maybe these sea lions got something going. I don't know.
Depends on where this duel is taking place,
that's
I suppose.
True. If it's in the surf with lots of rocks. Can I get something off my chest?
Yes.
So my little angel, Phoebe, is 16 in about 4 months and about 4 months. So she's had her license about 4 months. Now, Phoebe looks 16, but she does not look 17. She could pass for 14. She looks very, very young and drives a big Rubicon Jeep. And she's still figuring things out. And we're driving yesterday to go see my mom. And I'm asking, like, you know, how's it going with driving? And she's like, oh, my God, people just hate me. And she gave this example where she needed to go left, get in the left lane. And there was a car next to her that was just not, you know, going slow or anything like that. So she said, I sped up like you taught me and I did. Got plenty, like three car lengths ahead of him and pulled over into the left and got ready to turn. Couple about my age in a new Corvette. A-holes. Mm. So she looks in the rearview mirror, the convertible, and the lady double flips her off and is screaming at her.
Oh my God.
And then she's like, so I thought, well, maybe they don't see that I'm a kid. And then they pulled up next to her, looked at her, double flipped her off, both of them, got in front of her and brake checked her and almost ran her off the road. Now, this is my little girl. I would beat the holy S out of both. 60-year-old woman, I will break your spine in half. If I could find them, I would hurt them. But just, look, I would never, there's nothing a 16-year-old kid could do on the road that would make me actually show anger at them. The same way, there's nothing an 80-year-old man could do that I would be like, right. You know what, brother?
Yeah, I was driving yesterday, and there was a person driving erratically, and I was getting mad, and then I pulled up alongside them eventually, and I'm like, I want to see who this is. And I look over, and it was an old lady.
We've all
and
done it.
It just goes away. It's like, okay, well, you probably shouldn't be driving, but I'm not going to turn this into an issue and stress you out even more.
Exactly.
Like, that's horrible.
Who does that?
Even if she wasn't 16, it doesn't sound like she did anything.
She didn't do anything
major.
Wrong.
Yeah. It's like the road rage stuff you were talking about last week.
They're just like, how dare she interrupt our Corvette drive?
Yeah. Who do you
Jerks.
Think you are?
Yeah.
Don't you see who we are? What
exactly.
are you doing getting in front of us?
If I tell her next time they do that when somebody gets angry, smile and wave.
Yeah, I do a thumbs up, which like feels really evil because I know I'm making it way worse.
Well,
but
you
it's
did
like
that again, right?
You kill your antagonizing.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I had a little encounter again.
Another fight, Trish.
Well, I was.
Was
at,
it a Schnucks?
I was at a stoplight, and I was on the far right hand side. There was a car in between us and a guy on the left hand side. And I was stopped at a light, and I flicked an ash outside. I did not throw a butt. I flicked an ash. And this guy screams across two lanes, why don't you get a bleeping ashtray? And I was like, what? And I turned around.
The world is my ashtray, sir.
And so my response was, are you angry today? And then I said, do you need a hug? And he was like mumbling something, and he drove away. I go, bye.
Yeah, I'm with you. I could see, like, I would never yell at someone for flicking a cigarette butt, but I always find it disgusting. But someone just flicking the ash, like,
yeah, who cares?
It'd take a lot of ash flicking to
I always think it looks kind of neat when they throw when it's like dark, when it's like nighttime and they throw the butt
cool.
like sparks at like.
I'm always like, ooh,
explosion.
Dangerous. Yeah, because I mean, if you throw the butt out the window, couldn't it like? Technically start a fire if it hit like
sure
yeah, there
that's
was,
how
like, a
I mean that's how like
forest, something.
That's how a lot of forest fires start.
I didn't
like,
throw
so you go like oh like it's like kind of exciting.
You guys have a low standard for exciting.
look! You drive Route 3 enough. It's pretty dull out there, man. You gotta sometimes you're hoping for a little tiny explosion.
I think the lady in the gold lame hair thing is gonna throw that butt. Tell you guys about Dr. David Raskus. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Cards host the Marlins for a three-game series at Busch Stadium. Game one tonight. And you can hear it here. Ammon Pregame Show 620. First pitch 7:15. On your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. KMOX.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Say it all the time, but I'm not going to stop saying it. Listen to us on 98.7 FM if you're between St. Charles and the East Side. Sounds great. Even better than that is 102.5 HD2. And also great is the Audacy app, AUDACY. It's downloaded on your phone, and it's pretty self-explanatory from there. Our pal Andy from Crown Candy joins us now. Hello, Andy.
Dave, how are you, buddy?
Good, pal. I haven't seen you in way too long. I miss you, and I miss the food, and we're going to come out probably next week.
That sounds like a plan to me.
We went years and years ago with the team when it was Tom and Katie and just had such a great time, and Andy took us in the back and showed us how you do everything and just one of my coolest experiences in radio. So you were recently on television. Tell us all about that.
It was actually filmed back in August, and it premiered just recently on that Discovery Plus and on the cooking channel. It was called Restaurant Recovery. It was Todd Graves from Raising Cane's. He was going around the country and trying to help out legacy restaurants, as he called them, and to survive the pandemic. And it was kind of a really crazy experience.
Tell me, like, how did you get in touch? Did they get in touch with you? And was it good? Was it bad?
Well, they seen an article in the Business Journal, one of their, like, talent people, and he called us and said, hey, we're doing this show, we're going to do all these things. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So we did a video, and, you know, we made it to the final round, and they said, we want you guys to be on the show. And then they sent us this long contract that's like, okay, now sign this. And Sherry and I, my wife, we read it, and it's like, this is a lot of stuff. I'm not sure if I want to put all this out there for a total stranger to know, you know, sure, or, you know, have control of my business. So we kind of said, no, we don't want to do this. I think we'll be okay. And he's like, you really should do this, because he called us personally and said, you guys should not miss this opportunity. So he was a great guy. Todd was wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, and the whole premise was they're going to come in, they're going to look at the store from a new set of eyes, because we've been doing the same thing for a long time. Nothing changes around here.
Yeah.
And they came in and they said, we're going to do some stuff, but we're not going to tell you what we're going to do. You have to leave, and when you come back, you'll see what the changes are. And for me personally, that's hard, because there's stuff that hasn't moved in this store for 50 years because it's been on a shelf because my father put it there and said, keep this right here. We, you know, this never moves things. It just never changes. So they came in and they did some pretty cool stuff for us.
So you were happy with it. What percent happy were you?
Oh, 100% happy. Yeah, absolutely. Good. You know, I was terrified. Trust me, you know, to hand the keys over to somebody and say, okay, go ahead and do what you want. It made me a little bit nervous.
Yeah,
because so that was the only bad part, is the uneasiness.
Yeah, Andy, it must have been like, no, even moving that mixer is desecrating my father's memory. Like, you know, it's completely tied up.
And this is, people have been used to coming to Into Crown Candy and seeing it the way it has been for so long. I thought this is kind of scary, because I said, you know, don't broke what's not, you know, you yeah. know, don't break or fix what's not broke. And so, but we were in, you know, scary times. And in August, you know, we were in, you know, a position where it's like, I really don't know what this pandemic's going to do to us. We were, you know, I was kind of floundering a little bit just from a personal perspective. Mm-hmm. Business was not what it should have been, and I didn't know when the end was in sight. So, you know, I'm like, we got to take this opportunity. So we did.
That's
so
Rachel pointed, Rachel pointed out to me right before we went on, amazingly, this is Crown Candy's second worldwide pandemic. That's amazing.
You know what? It's kind of mind-blowing, you know, because people ask me, I'm like, well, my grandpa didn't leave me no instructions on how to survive a pandemic. So, you know that is, it's crazy to think that we've gone through this twice now, and we're still standing. So, I mean, that's a testament to my family. That's a testament to this neighborhood and this community that supports us, you know, so we're just very fortunate.
But for you guys too, Andy, hi, this is Trish. I saw one part of the show where it said you guys were actually paying your employees from your personal savings.
Yeah, it got to a point where, we weren't taking paychecks, and we were taking care of our employees, because, you know, they're a family to us. These people have been with us for a very long time, you know, so we wanted to do right by them, and, you know, we sacrificed. Fortunately, we were in a position that we could do that for them, you know, because they've always taken care of us by coming to work and doing the job. So, you know, I owed it to them, and they stepped up and they took care of us also.
Andy, I'm seeing that Steve's Hot Dogs teamed up with you guys back in September to drum up some extra business. I know Steve was in a position once where they were looking like they were going to have to shut down, and people in the industry rallied and helped him out. Would you say, in general, St. Louis as a restaurant town, you guys have each other's backs?
100%. It's, you know, I've been doing this for 44 years now. And I remember back, you know, when I was just starting to do this and working in the business, that, you know, restaurants rooted against each other because they wanted the other guy to fail, because that meant that was good for me, because it means more customers for me. And that was kind of weird, you know, but that's just the way it was. Now, you know what? Everybody rallies around each other. Everybody supports each other. You know, we do collaborations. We just, you know, show support, whether on social media, or, you know, you're buying, you know, staff lunches from one restaurant to feed your crew, and they're doing the same thing. So I think St. Louis has an absolutely amazing restaurant family, you know, and it's awesome.
We're talking to our buddy Andy, the owner of Crown Candy. So I was a part of when Guy Fieri came in and did Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives at Espino's. And I remember he was just so enamored with Chef Espino. I imagine Todd was the same way with Crown Candy. He must have been kind of nerding out as well.
Oh, he was, you know, and it's funny. I mean, he's just a real down to home guy, and, you know, and his emotions and you know, and how he kind of connects with us. And it's like, you know, he loves our history. He loved, you know, the legacy, you know, customers that we have that have been coming in for decades. We've got 3-4 generations of customers, and he just loved that. That was something that he really latched onto. And, you know, he goes like, this is important. You know, places like this need to be around even longer, because, you know, we don't have a lot of, you know, restaurants that are 100 years or older still around. So, you know, he really did embrace, you know, our history and our legacy, and he embraced our community. I mean, he really appreciated, you know, what St. Louis does, you know, for their restaurants.
I have to ask a behind the scenes question. How much time does it take each day to fry all the bacon for those BLTs?
You know, it's crazy. We'll start frying bacon sometimes at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and we fry all day long this time of year. I mean, we'll go through 300 pounds of bacon,
oh my
at
gosh.
least, in a day. Yeah. I mean, we average about 22 tons of bacon a year. So I don't know what it is. It's crazy. I mean, everybody loves bacon, and we go through quite a bit of it.
Andy, do you recall when we were there before and my producer mistook some of your more entertaining candy for a different body part, if you feel me? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yeah.
And is your mom still with us, Andy?
My mother's 92.
Okay.
She has a touch of dementia, so she doesn't come to work anymore.
Yeah.
But she is still in pretty good health. My brother takes care of her now.
Very sweet.
So that's a good thing.
Very sweet.
But, God love her. She's still here. So
I remember Tom, the guy who is also has a touch of dementia, and even only at 40. And he was talking to your bacon guy. And there's literally a pile of bacon 3 feet tall. And Tom's like, so you just fry this bacon? And the guy's like, yes, sir, all day. And he's like, for the BLTs. And I thought if there was a knife, he was going to stab Tom in the eye. He's like, yes, sir, bacon, BLTs, all day. It just like went on like that the whole time.
He just wasn't getting it.
So, Andy, everyone my age and older knows Crown Candy. For the 8 20-year-olds listening out there that don't know, just give us a 60-second live endorsement for your own place.
Well, we're 108 years old. We make our own ice creams. I make the toppings for the ice creams. We hand dip chocolates. That is something that's really big during the cooler month when it's 100 degrees outside. Chocolate's not quite as popular. We're famous for our BLT. You get about 15, 16 pieces of bacon on your BLT, which is about a pound or a little bit more. We've got great sandwiches all across the board. The Reubens are awesome. The egg salad sandwich is really good. And we've been on this corner for 108 years, so come down and visit us. And during the cool months, crowncandykitchen.com, and you can order chocolate over the internet when it's cooler, and we will ship it right to you.
Cool, buddy. We will see you next week. I'm going to bring the whole crew in.
Awesome. Sounds like a plan.
Right,
you guys have a great day, and thank you.
You bet. See you, Andy. Good dude. Really nice family.
Thanks for listening to The Dave Glover Show, on the air on 1120 AM and 98.7 FM KMOX.
That's DJ Rachel Z.
Yep.
Rachel had a mask event.
Yes, I was in Tower Grove this weekend doing a little shopping, and I decided to pop into ZB Market, which is all like fair trade gifts. It's just fun. You know, if you're walking past, it's hard not to walk in because they have a bunch of neat little things. And they required you to wear a mask. No biggie. I still carry a mask with me everywhere. And I'm inside, I'm shopping, and these two girls about my age, which is 30, came in, and they're like, do you have masks? Because we don't have any. And the woman working there goes, I mean, I sell masks, but I don't have disposable ones right now. Like, you know, it's a pandemic. Most people bring their own mask.
Right.
And these girls were so rude about the mask situation. They were like, oh, okay. Why do people have to wear masks? And it's not the owner of the store. This woman's just working there. She goes, well, the shops on South Grand have all agreed to wait until the city is 70% vaccinated before we have people shopping in here maskless. Right now we're at like 40 or 50%. And these girls go, oh, yeah. And where do you get those numbers? Where do those numbers come from?
Damn.
And she's like, the city tells us and they're in contact with the CDC. And they go, okay, well, we wanted to buy that dream catcher, but I guess we'll just go somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, like exactly. It was so awkward.
She
and they're like,
said, where do you get your numbers?
Right. What I thought too. I'm like, what are we doing here? What is supposed to be the end game of this conversation? She's going to go, you know what? You're right. This whole thing is BS.
Wait, the dream catcher?
Exactly.
Come on in. Oh, God.
They were just so weirdly hostile about it. And I'm sitting there going, it takes nothing to just have a disposable mask in your purse. Or if you don't have it, you're already in here sucking up air without a mask on. Like, you could probably ask nicely and have her ring you out really quickly. Like, you obviously weren't physically barred from entering the store. You're in here complaining and spreading, whatever it's about at this point. It was just so awkward and terrible, and I felt terrible for the lady.
Exactly the same way I've always felt. It's a private business. if they want to require masks, or if you walked into a place with a mask and they said, take that off. I think that's dumb, but I'm not going to give them trouble. They own it. I'll walk back out. I'll buy my dream catcher somewhere else.
A lot of people are doing it, though, for really good reasons if they want to still wear a mask. Either they have elderly parents at home or someone, you know, immune compromised. So it's not always just a political move.
Yeah.
So have a little compassion or, yeah, again, go somewhere else.
It was just so weird. It was, and like the age they were in, it was just odd to me. You know, you think you have an idea of who like super pro mask people are, or super anti mask people are, and they were totally subverting like that stereotype. Mm-hmm. It was just so awkward. And I just had to, I wanted to go up to them after they left. I wanted to follow them out and be like, so what were you wanting to get out of that conversation? Because you know that that woman doesn't own the store. She's referencing the owner. She's just working. She's just doing her job. She's just telling you what all of the stores on South Grand have decided together. She's not the one person pulling the strings here. So why are you arguing with her and demanding to know where she's getting her numbers? Like, what are we doing,
folks? Where are
you
getting your numbers?
Can you do the prom story in 2 minutes?
Sure. There was a high school that they still held a prom, but for whatever reason, they made the decision to mark kids who had been vaccinated with a red marker on their hand,
oh,
and unvaccinated kids had black marker on their hand. So then parents found out after the fact, and they're like, what does this remind you of? Because, like, I guess everything is the Holocaust now, unfortunately, which I think you can be upset about that without making a comparison to something it has absolutely nothing to do with. But that's another situation that makes me go, okay, so they say they did it for contact tracing purposes, but that doesn't even make any sense either. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to be completely up close and personal with someone before you realize what color they have marked on their hand.
Maybe I'm really missing something, and I mean that, not being facetious. If you are vaccinated, unless we're being lied to, we have a whole new set of troubles. But if you're vaccinated, like me, you don't have to worry about the people who are unvaccinated. They're not going to get you sick, okay? And if you're unvaccinated, you know the risks you're taking. So if you're at a prom with 200 kids and 25% of them are unvaccinated and you send your kid there, you know that you're taking some chance at them getting COVID. But you're taking the chance. So I don't understand why we're getting so twisted around this.
I thought you could still get it if you were vaccinated.
You absolutely still can.
But you typically don't have, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'll put it this way. I don't give it a thought anymore. So if I went to a place with no masks and some of the people are unvaccinated, like Bo's unvaccinated. He talks about it on the show all the time. I don't avoid Bo. I'm fine.
I do. I'm just kidding. For other reasons.
That was far before the pandemic, though. Come on.
He's been COVID for way longer than COVID.
I think a lot of parents are upset with the situation because they go,
oh, I get that. I understand, like, marking kids. Yeah.
Yeah. And they also go, like, a lot of times it's the parents' call whether or not the kids are going to get a vaccine. Like, I think you have to have your parents' permission.
Yeah. I just meant more like in the public. That when I go into QT and I see people without masks, like me, I just don't give it a thought anymore. Maybe to my own.
It's over in your head.
Yeah, maybe to my own peril. And if I were unvaccinated, I would be wearing a mask. But if I wanted to walk in somewhere without it, I'm doing it and I'm taking the risk.
I don't know. There just has to be a reason because a lot of companies are making that difference. Like, if you're not vaccinated, wear a mask. There has to be a reason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.